All right, so you're coding away, right? Headphones on, maybe even jamming to a little coding
A
playlist.
coding playlist? Is that a thing?
Oh, it's totally a thing. Don't you judge my process. But anyway, imagine you're in the zone and your AI assistant, like, starts suggesting code that's not just helpful, but, like, actually brilliant. Isn't that a little freaky? It's like, hey, little AI buddy, are you trying to, like, take my job? Because you're doing a pretty good job of it.
Well, yeah, I guess it's kind of like that scene in Terminator 2, except instead of going after Sarah Connor, the T-1000 is like writing super clean JavaScript.
Exactly. And this whole AI replacing coders thing has been going around, you know, for a while.
It has. But then Ahmad Mostak, the CEO of Stability AI, really shook things up with his recent statement.
You mean the there will be no human programmers in 5 years statement? Yeah, that definitely got everyone's attention.
It did, and that's why all of you listeners have been sending us articles about AI and coding, wondering if your jobs are like about to vanish. So let's take a deep dive into this AI coding world and see what's what.
We've got to start with the big thing, AI-generated code.
Yeah.
It's just exploding in popularity.
Totally. GitHub data actually shows that AI-generated code is getting more action than, get this, even Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Wow, that's a big deal. So this is not just a passing fad.
No. And GitHub says that 41% of all the code being generated now, it's AI assisted. That's almost half.
That's insane. It's everywhere.
And hold on, there's more. A GitHub Wakefield research survey, it found that 92%, a whopping 92% of US developers are already using AI coding tools.
So it's not just some like niche thing anymore. This is mainstream development.
Yep, exactly.
So we know AI is making a big splash in the coding world, but like, are these AI coding tools a good thing or a bad thing? Are they our little coding buddies, or are they gonna like stage a coup and take over?
It's more complicated than that. There are good and bad things, you know. I mean, some developers are using them for all sorts of everyday things, writing boilerplate code, making complex queries, even getting advice on APIs and code structure, and it seems to help.
Yeah, like having an extra set of coding hands, getting things done quicker and maybe even better.
Right.
And especially for new developers, this could be a huge boost. It's like having an AI mentor there all the time to help you.
It could be, yeah, helping them learn faster and understand coding better. But, and this is important, we can't ignore the downside.
There's always a catch, right?
Always. One of the biggest worries is trust, or, well, the lack of it. That Stack Overflow survey. Only 3%, just 3% of developers said they really trust AI coding tools.
Yeah, that's not very reassuring. Why is there so much distrust?
A lot of it has to do with mistakes. There was a study at Stanford showing code made with AI can have more bugs and security
So, like
problems.
code that's more full of holes than Swiss cheese.
Kind of, yeah. And what's worse, developers often think AI-generated code is more secure than it really is, so they don't check it as carefully.
That's scary. Nobody wants to release code with a bunch of problems.
Yeah, that's a big worry. It shows how important it is to check everything really carefully, even when using AI, because in the end, the developer is the one responsible for the code.
So what does all this mean for the future of coding? Are we all going to be replaced by robots?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? And everyone's talking about it. Some experts are, you know, optimistic. They think AI will actually lead to more software being made and create new, more specialized jobs for coders.
So instead of replacing us, AI might create more
That's
opportunities.
the idea, yeah. AI could take care of the boring tasks so human developers can focus on solving problems and coming up with new ideas. This could mean we get even more complex and awesome software, which would need even more skilled developers to make it.
Okay, I can see that side of it.
Yeah.
But then you see headlines about companies like Chegg, IBM, and Dropbox, and they're like cutting jobs and not hiring because of AI. So there are definitely worries about jobs disappearing.
For sure. And there's this idea that AI could create what they call a bifurcation in the workforce. It's a fancy way of saying things could split into two levels.
Okay, so what does this two-level system look like?
On one level, you have the elite coders. These are the people who really get AI, who can build and train those algorithms, and who can push the limits of what AI can do. They'll be in high demand, I think, and probably make a ton of money.
So, like, the AI wizards, the people shaping the future. Got it.
Yeah.
But what about the other level?
On the other level, you might have coders who mostly use AI tools for the hard stuff. These coders, well, they might have a hard time finding work, or they might end up in jobs that don't pay well and aren't very secure.
So it's like AI is creating a class system in the tech world. The AI elite at the top and everyone else trying to keep up.
It's an interesting idea, and it could have a big impact on anyone who works in tech or anyone thinking about getting into coding.
So that's the question for all you listeners out there. Where do you see yourself in this new world? Will you be the AI architect, the AI-assisted coder, or maybe something else entirely?
Yeah, it's a question we all need to be thinking about, right? Especially with how fast things are changing in tech. It's like trying to hit a target, but the target is moving and also learning.
It's enough to give you a coding crisis.
Yeah.
But okay, before we go there, let's talk about skills. Like, if AI is changing the game, what skills do developers need to, you know, not get left behind?
That's a great question. And I think people forget about it with all this talk about AI taking jobs. The truth is, some skills are becoming even more important because of AI.
So it's not just about knowing the latest programming language or whatever. There's more to it than that.
Way more. Think about it. If AI can do the basic coding stuff, what makes human developers special? What can humans do that AI, at least for now, can't?
Okay, let me see. Problem solving. Thinking critically. Being creative.
Exactly. Those are the things that will make human developers stand out. And it's not just about the technical stuff.
You mean like communication and working together?
Right. Being able to explain your ideas clearly, working well in a team, understanding what the business needs from the code, those are all super important.
And something else I saw in those articles you sent, domain expertise.
Oh, yeah. That's becoming crucial, too. Doesn't matter if it's healthcare, finance, education, whatever. Developers who really know a specific area will have a big advantage.
Because they can connect the tech to the real world.
Yeah. They can talk the language of both the coders and the people using the software, which is so important for making software that actually works and makes a difference.
Okay, so we've got soft skills, domain expertise, anything else? What about this GPT monkey thing? It sounds kind of scary.
It's not as bad as it sounds. The idea is if AI does all the boring, repetitive coding, then new developers might get stuck. Like, they're just writing code without understanding the big picture.
So they're like those monkeys in the experience, just doing things without really knowing why.
Yeah, that's the worry. And it shows why mentors and guidance are still so important, even with AI. New developers still need chances to learn, to be challenged, and to grow their skills beyond just the coding part.
Okay, so let's talk to our listener for a second. They're hearing all this stuff about AI, changing skills, GPT monkeys, and they're probably thinking, what does this mean for me? How do I stay ahead of the game? What advice would you give them?
First, don't freak out. Change can be scary, but it also brings new opportunities. See it as a challenge. Start by thinking about what you love about coding. What are you good at? What are you passionate about?
So it's about finding your thing. What makes you unique in this new world?
Right. And then focus on getting the skills that will make you stand out. Maybe it's diving deep into a specific area, getting better at solving problems and thinking critically, or becoming a master at working with others. Those are the things that will matter in the long run.
And don't be afraid to try out AI tools. See how they can help you work better, but also know their limits. Don't depend on them too much.
Yeah, good point. The goal is to work with AI, not be replaced by it. Use it to make your own skills even better.
And here's another thought. We've been talking a lot about how AI affects coding, but let's zoom out for a sec. This isn't just about making software. It's about a fundamental shift in how we work, how we learn, how we interact with the world.
So true. AI is about way more than just writing code. We already see it in so many fields, from healthcare and finance to education and even art.
Like, remember that article about AI translating those ancient Akkadian cuneiform tablets?
Yeah.
That's crazy. We're talking about figuring out secrets from history that we thought were lost forever.
It's mind-blowing, right? And then there are AI professors teaching courses at Harvard. What will classrooms even look like in a few years? Will we all be learning from robots?
I hope those robot professors are easier graders than the human ones. But really, the potential for change is huge.
It is, and that makes me wonder. What other industries do you think AI will change in ways we haven't even thought of? What are those surprising things that will be game changers in the future?
That's a good question to think about. Because one thing's for sure, the AI revolution is just getting started. And whether you're a coder, a teacher, a doctor, whatever, this technology is going to have a huge impact on your life.
Okay, so we've talked about AI exploding in the coding world, the good and bad, the skills that will matter, and how this is going to affect way more than just making software. But let's go back to that bold statement that got us started. That Stability AI CEO who said there will be NO human coders. Was he right? Are we really headed for a world without human coders?
Well, that 5-year timeline, that seems a little optimistic. You know, AI is still pretty new, especially when it comes to like really understanding how humans think and being able to code like we do.
Right, because coding isn't just about like spitting out code. It's about understanding these complicated systems, solving problems creatively, and knowing what problems might pop up before they do. It's that human element that AI hasn't quite figured out.
Exactly. And we can't forget that AI systems are only as good as the data they learn from. So if that data is biased or incomplete, well, the AI's output is going to have those same problems.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the human decisions that go into building and using it. We've still got a lot to do to make sure AI is used ethically and responsibly, especially in something as important as software development.
Absolutely. And that's where those human skills we talked about become even more crucial. Critical thinking, making ethical choices, seeing the big picture and what could go wrong. Those are the things that will separate human coders from AI.
So maybe instead of asking if AI will replace coders, we should be asking how it's going to change coding itself. How will it change what it means to be a developer and what skills are most important?
That's a much better way to think about it. What's interesting is that AI could push coding in two completely opposite directions.
Okay, I'm listening. Two opposite directions. How so?
On one hand, AI could make coding easier for everyone. Imagine if anyone with a good idea and some basic AI knowledge could create software. We might see a ton of citizen developers, regular people from all over using AI tools to make their ideas happen.
So it's like democratizing coding, making it so anyone can be a creator.
Exactly. But on the other hand, AI could also lead to like super specialized coders. As AI gets more complex and advanced, we'll need a whole new kind of coder. AI architects, people who can design, build, and manage these systems at a really high level.
So we'll have the AI wizards pushing the boundaries on one side and these citizen developers bringing all sorts of new ideas on the other.
Yeah.
What happens to the regular coder then? The one who's been coding the old way?
That's the big question. And I think the answer is being able to adapt and always be learning. Developers who can use new tools, learn new things, and change with the times, those are the ones who will do well in this new world.
So it's not about fighting change. It's about learning to ride the wave and figure out how to use AI to make yourself better.
Right. And it's about understanding that coding is more than just a technical skill. It's about solving problems, thinking in a certain way, being creative. Those are the things that will always be valuable no matter what tools we use.
And that leads to a final thought for you, dear listener. Instead of asking if AI will replace coders, maybe the real question is, what kind of developer do you want to be in this new world? Do you want to be the AI architect, the citizen developer, or maybe something we haven't even thought of yet?
The choice is yours. The future of coding isn't already decided. It's being made right now by the choices developers are making, the skills they're learning, and how they're working with AI.
It can be easy to get overwhelmed with all this talk about AI and coding. It can feel like you need to become an AI expert like tomorrow, or you'll be left behind.
That's true. But remember that even the smartest AI systems are built on data. And guess what? Humans are pretty good at making data.
Data, right. And if you want to understand all this AI stuff and make better decisions about your future, You know what can help. Optimus BI.
Optimus BI, our favorite way to analyze data. They can help your company find those valuable insights hidden in your data and give you an advantage in this crazy AI-driven world.
Exactly. With Optimus BI, you can keep track of trends, see new opportunities, and make decisions based on real data. It's like having a whole team of experts working for you 24/7, crunching numbers and finding those hidden patterns.
It's super valuable for anyone who wants to stay ahead, especially with all this tech changing so fast.
So if you're feeling lost with all this AI talk, remember this. Knowledge is power. The more you know about data, the better prepared you'll be to navigate this new world and create your own future.
So go out there and embrace the power of data.
And until next time, happy coding.